I'm Alfreda's in for Brittany. It's your KYS News Brief. A search resumes today for possible victims after a four-alarm fire destroyed a multi-million-dollar mansion in Annapolis. Fire officials say six people remain missing. The fire broke out early yesterday in a 16,000-square-foot home on Childs Point Road. The Annapolis Capitol reports foul play is not suspected. A new Alberta Clipper poses a threat to tomorrow's morning rush hour. While it isn't expected to be a big storm, if the timing is right and temperatures are cold enough, there is potential for school closings and slippery roads. The storm is similar to the one which surprised our region 2 weeks ago. A procedure to remove fluid from Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe's chest cavity is said to be successful. He is said to be resting comfortably at VCU Medical Center and is expected to recover well, even returning to his full schedule within a few days. There will be traffic restrictions and even emergency no parking zones in D.C. for tonight's State of the Union address at the U.S. Capitol. The restrictions take effect at 7 p.m. and last until the event ends. The complete list of affected streets can be found on the D.C. Police website. A Virginia Senate committee is rejecting a proposal to raise the minimum wage. The Republican Majority Commerce and Labor Committee voted 11-3 yesterday to effectively kill a Democratic proposal to hike the minimum wage from its current $7.25 an hour to $10.10 an hour by 2017. Good thing gas is cheap. The average price for a gallon of regular gas in Virginia is $1.99 a gallon. That's 7 cents below the national average of $2.06. I'm Alfreda's in for Brittany. That's your KYS News Brief. Here's traffic.